Test yourself to the word of God, neighbor. Look up our testing. Life Fest Exposed. We're number two on Google. Look up the article. Test your life. Test the theology here. It's not of God. You're being deceived by walking in your flesh. Where does the Bible ever say, put on worldly, carnal, fleshly music shows linked to Roman Catholicism, act and live and dress like the world? Where does the Bible say that, sir? You're deceived by American churchianity, sir. I love you enough to tell you. You need a rebuke. You're going to lose your soul following this false, corrupt way. Unless you turn and repent, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Jesus didn't die so you could live your worldly, carnal life, neighbor. Jesus didn't die so you could put on corrupt life vest. Jesus didn't die for your corrupt Sunday church system. Jesus didn't die so you could live, act, talk, dress just like the world in feminization and harlotry. Jesus said, repent, come out of the world. Seek Christ in spirit and truth. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. What are you sowing today?
Can I come talk to you?
Of course you can talk to me. What's your name, man?
Levi.
Levi?
Yeah.
My name is Tupos. How can I help you today? By the way, I do make audios for safety, so you know what? So don't use any personal information you don't want anybody to know. Come closer. I'm hard of hearing, if you don't mind.
Sure. I'm just about to finish a run, but I'll come back.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll be here all day, man.
Cool.
I'll be here all day. Awesome. Hey, here. Come here for a second.
I'll pray for you, buddy.
Come here.
I'll pray for you, man.
Really? Pray for me, sir? You're the one wicked and corrupt and false religion.
Absolutely.
Bring your Bible and show me what I've said is untrue. This is linked to Roman Catholicism, sir.
Keep talking.
Yeah. This is linked to the world. Music whore, selling the things of God. Bring your Bible, sir. I'm waiting. Bring your Bible. There's a man that tells me I'm wrong, I need prayer, but he can't open the Word of God. Jesus Christ said we live by every word out of the mouth of God. What do Life Fest people live by? Their flesh. They live by carnality and flesh. We see men here, Liberty University, another carnal place that promotes Mormonism and every false way. How can you link to this if you're born of God? If you Google Life Fest Exposed, our testing comes up number two. You folks are older. You should have wisdom to know how deceived you are here, sir. You're leading your house into wrath and destruction. Do you know the biblical gospel, sir? Can you preach it to me? Can you share how you find eternal life, sir? Can you open your Bible and share how to find eternal life? No. They walk by. What do they have? They got their chairs. They got their water. They got money to buy food. Can any man offer me the gospel to eternal life? Can you, sir? Can I show you how corrupt the gospel is here? It doesn't lead to eternal life. That's what it is. I'm proving today how void the American church is. They're void. They don't have the truth. Proverbs says the righteous will be bold as a lion. What do we have in America? A bunch of feminized, coward men that can't open the Bible and can't look up what's good, pure, and true. That's American Christianity. Feminized, coward men that can't open the Bible and test to the Holy Scriptures. Test yourself to the Holy Word of God. We help you do it. Look up Life Fest Exposed. Google it. We come up number two on Google. Why do we do this? We're not making money like Bob Lentz. We're not selling the things of God like Life Fest. They're music whores. Look up the word whore. It's in the Bible many times. It's a woman that sells her body for money. Toby Mac is a music whore. Selling the things of God. Jesus made a whip for that in John 2. Jesus made a whip in John 2 for the very thing you're going in to enjoy. He said, if you worship in man-made traditions, you worship God in vain. You're worshiping God in vain, folks. You're worldly, carnal, and following a false Jesus. Google Life Fest Exposed. Our testing comes right up. Number two on Google. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. drink of water, Sister Emin?
You go first.
No, you first. I'm going to leave this out in the shade right here.
We can strap that back on.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to set it on. Go like this.
However you want to do.
Go like this. That's going to help. Go like this. Go like this. Nice. Yeah, leave that in shade. Awesome. Awesome. Lifting up the biblical truth, reminding you this is not of God. This is a false American churchianity way linked to Roman Catholicism. They put the pagan mass on here every day. You're partaking of this. The Pope is not of God, he's of Satan. The Catholic Church killed millions of people in the Dark Ages, but Bob Lentz promotes them. Bob Lentz says the Catholic Church is his mentor. Bob Lentz is a heretic, false teacher. He's the guy running this place. Toby Mack unites to people that have thrown Jesus to the curb, thrown away their faith, and promote LGBT. His old DC talk group. Toby Mack, compromised, wicked, sinful heretic. Dance around on stage like a fleshly carnal man. Not of the Father. Test yourself to the Word of God. Google LifeFest. You're being exposed, neighbor. This is not biblical Christianity. You're being deceived, and we expose LifeFest. This is not biblical Christianity. NBA champions, let me ask you a question. On your temple, where does the Bible say we can be of the world, sir? Carnal, worldly, fleshly things like LifeFest. Where does the Bible say we can be of the world, sir? Give me one Bible verse, any man, that says we can be of the world like LifeFest. That we can link to Roman Catholicism, pagan mass. It's here every day. That we can promote sin and wickedness. Satan is of this system, not God. Satan and man. Satan is the father of lies. So he's promoting this false way. Test yourself to the Word of God, neighbor. This is, if you think you're here worshiping Jesus Christ, you are sorely deceived. This is a flesh fest. Entertaining your carnal flesh in false doctrine that's going to lead to your damnation. Mark 7 says, if you keep man-made traditions, you worship God in vain. Go read it. The words of our Savior. This is a man-made false tradition, American churchianity. Harlotry, pride, vanity, worldliness, false gospels, selling the music like a music whore. This is not of God. Have you tested this to the Holy Scriptures? Have you tested your Sunday church system? Look at the harlotry that goes on in America. Look at the pride and vanity. You got to repent, neighbor. You got to turn and come out of every false way. Look up LifeFest. Look up our testing. We expose it for the love of God, love of our neighbor. Sir, you're sorely being deceived. Open your Bible and prove me wrong. You folks think you're Christians following Jesus? Why are you here following false ways and the Roman Catholic Mass that this is united to? The Bible says we're supposed to love each other. How come no man could come and bring me the gospel? How come no man could come and open the Bible and bring me the gospel? I would say over 500 people have passed by us already this morning. One young man who's running their 5K race. Hey, where's that in the Bible? Having a 5K race in your flesh. He said he's going to come back and talk to me, so that'll be awesome. He seemed like he was a well-intended young man, but we'll find out. But where's all the other men opening their Bible? This is not of Jesus Christ. This is a false offering of the flesh. We prove it at our website. Just Google LifeFest Exposed. We show you why, right in the Word of God. See, we believe the Word of God. We're not like Bob Lentz. Bob Lentz is a heretic, and he tickles people's ears with a lot of false ways. But 1 Timothy 4:16 says, sound doctrine saves you. That's not here. Sir, can you open your Bible and show me what I'm saying is wrong about LifeFest? God blesses those who obey Him. You're not obeying God by joining worldly churchianity and LifeFest. That's all everybody has. God bless you. I'll pray for you. You're crazy. Not one man can open the Bible. Hey, sir, can you open the Bible and tell me the biblical gospel to eternal life and compare it to life vests? Ma'am, you're talking. I'm talking to the man. Can you open the Bible, sir?
Can I open the Bible?
Can you open the Bible and tell me how to find eternal life, and I'll compare it to this as teaching a false gospel?
What kind of gospel are they?
Well, first of all, they bring in the Roman Catholic Mass every day, and Bob Lentz, the founder, is united to Roman Catholicism. Did you know that's a pagan, blasphemous way before God? Yep, they do. Right on my website. Look up Life Fest Exposed. I got a picture of Bob Lentz praying with Catholic priests. He says is they're his mentor. And you're united to this, giving the money. And the gospel, Andrew Palau, he preaches a gospel. Raise your hand, accept Jesus for your sins.
I've never really agreed with him very much.
He's here. He's the evangelist today. Toby Mack, ready? He's a music whore. You know why? What's a whore? Sells their body. What's Toby selling himself into?
I don't know. We just listen to his music.
The music of God. Supposedly, that's not even God's music. A worldly carnal man jumping around. Did you know that
God's music
is a cappella from your lips, not all his flesh? Did you know Toby Mack? Actually, we're in the New Testament, and there's not one time it's used, but that's another whole topic. Toby Mack. No, we... Really, look at your life, sir. Haven't studied the scriptures. Toby Mack unites to people that support LGBT. You can open your Bible, see? I just showed him the link to Roman Catholicism. He just said, yeah, I don't agree with that. That's a false evangelist. But yet he's going to entertain his family in this place. Sir, you're being deceived and taking your wife into false ways here.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you are. Open your Bible. Come show me. Waiting for any man to bring a Bible. To talk the scriptures. Isaiah 1 says, come, let us reason. But men are more interested in flesh and carnal music and worldliness than opening the holy scriptures. That proves that you're most all false converts. Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit, sir. I see your fruit. You're of the world. You can't be of the world and a holy God. The American church system tells you can be just like the world. That's an absolute lie. The Bible says, come out of the world. To be a friend of the world, James 4:4, makes you an enemy of God. Brother Paul says in Romans 12, do not conform to the world, but be ye transformed. Paul says, don't conform. Where did Apostle Paul say, run marathons for Jesus Christ? Where did Apostle Paul say, be of the world? Where did Apostle Paul say, entertain fleshly, carnal music in your life? I thought he said, Jesus said, go, preach the gospel, make disciples. Look at your lives, folks. You're worldly, you're carnal, you're feminized. You're living in sin. You're living in churchianity that is sin. And Hebrews 10 says there's no sacrifice for your willful sin, folks. No sacrifice. You have to repent and come out of the world in every false way. Turn and seek the kingdom of God while there's time. Jesus is coming. He's going to judge the quick and the dead. Look up our testing of Life Fest. Google Life Fest Exposed. I have a large testing that takes you through the Bible and shows you why this is not of God. Can any man love his neighbor and come and open the Bible and show me what I'm saying isn't true? That you can't be of the world? Are the Brewers of God? Are the Packers of God? What are we supposed to glorify on our temples? Carnals, violent sports? Worldliness? I'm just exposing the terrible fruit of this place. I'm exposing every false way. The Bible tells me to. It tells me to expose all evil and darkness. Still waiting for any man to come bring his Bible and show me what I'm saying is false about this place, that this is a carnal goat farm show that the biblical gospel calls you out of the world. If your heart and your life is transformed, you don't want to live in false ways. You don't want to show your body off. You don't want to run in vain races. You don't want to keep false traditions like Christmas and Easter. The Holy Spirit leads you to truth. The Holy Spirit, thank you for your service today, officer. We appreciate you. The Holy Spirit leads you to a life of service and a life of goodness and a life of biblical ways, not worldly carnal ways. The Bible says, test all things, neighbor. If you were to open your Bible and test, you would see. Yeah, you can block your ears from the street preacher today on Judgment Day, ma'am. You will not deny the word of God on Judgment Day. Sir, you're deceiving your family and your friends in false religion. If you'd open a Bible, I could show you. You open a Bible, I'll show you how you can't be of the world. I'll show you how your fleshly music is false. I'll show you how they unite to the Roman Catholic Mass here that's pagan and is blasphemous against Jesus. Do you even care? Do you even care that there's blasphemy against Jesus in here? You don't. You don't care because you're following your flesh to your death. You're following your flesh to your death. But if you repent, the Bible says, forsake ye your sin. Forsake your sin and live. Live in your sin and die. The American church system lives in sin. The American church system practices all kinds of false ways. Google Life Fest Exposed, our testing comes up for free. We don't charge money like Bob Lentz. Toby Mac is selling the things of God, making him a music whore. Bob Lentz brings in Roman Catholicism that's not of God. How can you claim Jesus while you're linked to a bunch of false ways, folks? Waiting for any man to open his Bible. Any man to open his Bible and show me where we can be worldly and claim Jesus. Any man to open his Bible and show me where we can keep false ways and claim we're worshiping Jesus. Any man who can open his Bible and show me how promoting the blasphemous Roman Catholic Mass, this place promotes the blasphemous Roman Catholic Mass that's a heresy against God. By going in here, you folks unite to it. Sir, you carry a Bible. Do you actually obey it? It don't look like it. You want to open it and show me the Word of God, what I'm saying is not true? Here's a guy carrying a Bible, looks like a Bible. Can you show me the Word of God, sir? See, Jesus talked about these American Christians in Matthew 15. You worship me with your lips, but your hearts are far from sound doctrine. Your lips and your flesh are going to destroy your soul on Judgment Day. Look at our testing. Jesus Christ made the narrow way. He's so glorious and worthy to be praised. We just want to lift him up and his word and his ways and call our neighbor to test themselves. Did you get all set up in there for the flesh, though? Romans 8:8, you can't please God in your flesh, sir. You got to turn from your sin. You got to come out of every false way. The Bible says, examine yourself, lest you be a reprobate. Paul said that. Look at your life, sir. If you're worldly, you're a reprobate. If you follow LifeFest and their heretical gospel, you're a reprobate. You cannot please God in false doctrine, sin, and worldliness. That's LifeFest. My testing proves it. Google LifeFest Exposed. The testing comes up number one or two. It's for free. We don't make any money on it. We just want you to come out of every false way and seek the kingdom of God in spirit, in truth. Unless you worship God in spirit and truth, and that's not LifeFest. LifeFest is full of a bunch of lies, heresy, worldliness, and carnality. Lady Shirt says, forgiven. Did you know you're not forgiven unless you repent and forsake all your sin, ma'am? Did you know the Bible calls you to forsake all your sin? No, you're worldly and part of Life Fest. You're living in sin, sir. Life Fest is sin. My wife's sign shows it. Life Fest is sin. Life Fest is worldly. Life Fest is carnal. Look at the fruit of the people that go there.
Yes, that's right. The only thing you cannot hide is the fruit.
Good morning.
What is your name, sir?
My name is Tupos. How can I help you, sir?
Tupos.
Can we pray
for
you?
I don't pray with people I don't know, because if you're united to this, you going in here?
Yes.
There's a very good chance that you're deceived by doctrines of demons. I met people that were demon deceived out here last year.
Sure.
And so I don't pray. The Bible doesn't tell us to pray with people that we don't know. Paul and Peter never prayed with anybody. You know, they're going to have a worldly... I got to hold my sign. I don't want to hit you.
Yeah.
They're going to have a worldly evangelist in there by the name of Andrew Plow. On my website, for free, Google Life Fest Exposed. We come up number two on Google. Praise God. I got video of him.
Yeah.
He woos all the people with, yeah, your town is great for football. Yeah, your town's great for rock music. And he names a bunch of rock bands. Yeah, your town has the world champion boxer. Does you and I pummeling each other with our fists sound godly?
No.
No. And then he says at the gospel invitation, raise your hand, say this prayer. Congratulations, God's received you. This is what Life Fest is teaching. Easy believe, false churchianity that cannot save. They're linked with evangelicalism that's false. Every day the Roman Catholic Mass is going on in here. Do you know about that?
Yeah.
That is blasphemy against God.
Re-crucifying
Jesus Christ over and over and over. But if you go in there knowing that, that's willful sin.
There's no place to love out here, man. You got
really, I'm loving you right now, but it's telling the truth. The Bible says don't go and partake of that. The Bible says don't partake.
God loves you, man.
Love is obeying God, sir.
I don't disagree.
But you're not obeying God here. Can I help you, sir?
I love you.
No, look up our testing. Look up our testing. Did you want to talk, sir?
I was just listening.
Oh, you're just listening. Yeah, you need to repent.
You are so loved.
You got to repent. The love of God is not flesh, like buy you coffee and cookies and put on a show. The love of God is keeping his commandments. And our testing, there's the biblical gospel, we love our neighbor. The biblical gospel, if you look up our testing, Life Vest Exposed, we come up number two and it's free. We're not making any money. I'm not promoting it for money. We don't make money. The Roman Catholic Mass goes on in here every day. That's blasphemy against God. The music that's on here is blasphemy against God. That's fleshly, carnal. Do you know the Bible, sir?
Yes.
Do you know what Jesus did in John 2 when he made a whip? What was that about?
Turning his father's house from a house of prayer into a house of profit.
Money. What's the house of God today?
The church.
The believers, the body.
Mm-hmm.
They making mammon, selling music, selling things, turning profit. Jesus would come and make a whip and clear this place out and turn the tables over. He'd whip Bob Lentz's back. That's the guy. Actually, he wouldn't. He didn't hit people. Well, we don't know that. It says he drove them out. He might have hit people, not in a way to kill them, but to drive them out. It says he used a whip and he drove them out. Sounds pretty graphic, doesn't it?
Is this you guys don't perish?
That's it.
That's it, okay.
Did it come up number two?
Let's see.
So after a bunch of videos.
Exposed.
Yeah.
Got an FAQ.
Yeah.
Partners, and we got you.
Yeah, and that's us, and we do it for free. I travel and I street preach. I retired early to do this. We go all over the country. We don't belong to any group. We're not Mormons, Jehovah's Witness, nothing. The Bible calls us out of every false man-made way. This is man-made false ways. Roman Catholicism, they have video game ministry in here. Worldly and carnal. You can't be of the world and claim Jesus. This music, Toby Mac, selling the things of God. Toby Mac goes and unites to DC Talk, still his old band. The leader of DC Talk, do you know what he did? He threw Jesus to the curb, gave up his Christianity. Now he's promoting LGBT. Toby Mac goes and unites right with him.
Who is the leader?
His name is... It's on my website of DC Talk. Kevin something.
Kevin Max. Smith.
Yeah, Kevin Max. Okay, thank you.
That.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's on my website. I got a headline.
Okay.
And what's happening with the CCM industry, Christian music industry, it's always been corrupt and unbiblical. You know what's creeping into it? LGBT. They're getting their nose in the door with people like Semler and all these artists saying, well, maybe we shouldn't stand against it. And that's one big sin or a sin, but there's a lot of sin. Here's one for you. Go to so homosexuality, drunkenness, lying. How about a proud look? If you're a believer, the Bible calls us out of the world and out of every false way. And did you know we're supposed to dress our temples in a way? This is the temple of God. We're supposed to dress it in a way that's holy and obedient to God. But yet people, I love you, I got to tell you, what they're doing is they're adorning their body. A lot of them, I mean, some of the young girls walking out of here are going to look down. It's wickedness. Does that sound like this is of God?
I get what you're saying.
See, do you belong to a church system?
I do.
Okay. I would encourage you. I have a 10-point test on my website. Go there and test your church. If they're not teaching people to come out of the world, if they're not preaching this gospel, ready? Jesus Christ, death, burial, and resurrection, his shed blood and resurrection, fully man, fully God. Almost all of us agree with that, right? Mm-hmm. Repentance. Repentance means you change your mind and change every false way and sin. Most of them believe repentance is, I feel bad for my sin, but I keep doing it all the time. When you repent, you come out of the world, you come out of your false church system. God says in Acts 5, when he sees a willing vessel, you get the Holy Spirit when they're willing to obey. So when you obey, you get the Holy Spirit, you're born again. When you're born again, the fruit you're born again is not church attendance, not you read your Bible, not that you gave up porn or getting drunk. The fruit is you're drawn by the Holy Spirit to every false way to leave it, repent of it, and cleanse it. And then the Bible says you got to endure in your faith. Are you guys married?
Yes.
You have to endure in your marriage?
Yes.
Could you ruin it?
Yes.
Could you walk away from your faith and go into sin and unbelief?
Truly saved.
Oh, yes, you can. The Bible's...
Truly saved.
Oh, I got all kinds of articles on once saved, always saved. That's a false way.
I don't believe in once saved, always saved. I believe once truly saved, God keeps you.
Well, but God keeps you as you walk in covenant with him.
I agree.
But you can walk away.
My point is, I believe his grace that truly saved, and I want to underline the word truly, I believe it keeps me.
But you just said you can sin and you can fall away. Jesus,
no,
you can't.
I do not believe.
You believe that a magnet holds you and you can never leave against your will.
I believe yeah. firmly that God's grace.
Yeah, that's not true. And I tell you what, go to my teaching blog and look up. I have once saved, always saved articles, and I expose
it. I'll read it.
Jesus says, if you don't forgive your brother, you won't be forgiven.
I believe in perseverance of the saints, and that's
right.
all in the power of the grace of God.
Right.
But I do believe that many fall away. I agree with you.
Okay.
I don't think they were ever truly saved.
Oh, that's not true, because the Bible talks about in Hebrews 6, those who have tasted of the Holy Spirit and fall away.
Yeah.
That's what it says. And Hebrews 10:26 says, if we willfully sin, there's no sacrifice. We.
Agreed.
That's the saints.
Agreed.
Well, if you willfully sin, there's no sacrifice, sir. So this once saved, always saved is a false doctrine.
It was written to the Hebrews, obviously, to teach of a new
It's written
covenant.
To all of us because it's talking about the blood covenant. Otherwise, you can't claim the blood covenant in Hebrews. It's written to all of us.
It was written to the Hebrews.
Jesus said in John 15, he said, you...
Hold on, let me get a word. That was like basic hermeneutics. It was written first to them.
No, you're a dispensationalist, which is another lie. You're probably a pre-tribber. That's another lie. He's coming at the end of the tribulation. See, this is all false American churchianity.
Yeah.
This was all invented in the 1800s. You're following a bunch of false doctrines.
I'm not following a bunch of
sure
false
they
doctrines.
Are.
We disagree on a few.
No, you're following false doctrine. And my website goes to the Word and thoroughly disputes pre-trib rapture, once saved, always saved, dispensationalism.
No,
you're not a King James only guy, are you?
No.
Good. That's another cult.
I agree.
But that's another one that came along recently. But if you're part of this, I can guarantee you, you're not discerning very well. You're not following the Spirit. You're linked to a bunch of sin, and you need to go a lot deeper.
If you turn your camera off, can I tell you a little secret?
Oh, I don't use this. This is for safety only.
Oh,
unless
okay.
you punch me, nobody will ever see this.
All right.
I do have an audio going, so don't make it, you know, don't put your name or nothing to it.
I spent the last, I've never been here before, so.
Okay.
I spent the last two nights, I'm not a crier, I'm not an emotional guy.
Yep.
And I spent the last two nights crying here, praying for people, because there is no gospel presence.
No, this is a carnal, worldly, and false.
So we agree on a lot. We just have
But are you okay? But see, here's the thing. If you know all that, you can't go in there and be part of that. See, if you and your wife were in quicksand, and my wife and I jumped in to save you, what's going to happen to all of us?
We're going to have a party.
Down. But what if we throw you a rope in the truth and pull you out? See, you can't go in. Your first charge is you're to be faithful to God, lead your wife to be faithful to God. Then once you're fully biblical, once you come out of once saved, always saved, and all that false doctrine, then you can reach people.
I don't believe once saved, always
saved. Well, it's the same thing. It's
it is.
Perseverance of the saints just means we keep following Jesus. He said, if you remain.
It means he keeps me, which makes
Ready? Colossians 1:22-23. You believe that's for us today, Colossians?
Sure.
Paul says, if.
Yep.
You have a salvation if you remain.
Yep.
That means you can fall away.
No, that means if I'm saved, I don't fall away.
No, it says if you remain.
If.
1 Corinthians 15 also says you have the hope of salvation if you continue to believe lest you believed in vain. So that's a false doctrine, but you can't be part of this.
I'm not part of it.
Well, you ain't going in there. Okay, well, whatever. Whatever.
I'm coming back.
Test yourself. I'd love to get an email from you. Prove to me what I'm saying is wrong about anything I've said. And I don't make money off of this like Bob Lentz. Roman Catholicism is here every day.
Yeah.
Bob Lentz, the leader of this, says Roman Catholic priest is his mentor. Do you have a problem with that?
Yes.
This is what this is all about.
I hear you.
And the American church system, if I don't know, do you go to a Sunday church?
Mm-hmm.
So can you name, just like name it? What would it be?
That's a Baptist church.
Okay, Baptist. So yeah. When, real quick, quick test for the Baptist faith.
Sure.
When was it invented? When did it first come along? Don't say John the Baptist. He wasn't Baptist.
I don't know if him.
1600s.
Okay.
That's 1,600 years after Jesus walked the earth.
What church do you go to?
I belong to the one body. We don't belong to any man-made group. We're home fellowship people. I travel full-time, and we know saints all over the world that we fellowship with.
Do you have, like, biblical elders, deacons?
Absolutely. We believe multiple elders that oversee everyone, and then you have deacons. We believe in that model, but that's not what the American church system or the Baptist system is promoting. The Baptist system, for the most part, promotes a modern pastor role in a pulpit on Sunday. Sunday is not the Lord's Day. Bible never teaches that. I got articles on that. It teaches a building-centered faith. Now, I'm not against buildings, but it teaches there's our church. We come here to do ritual religion. They keep pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. Roman Catholic ordained. Whoa! Roman Catholic ordained.
Yeah.
Christmas, Easter. Good Friday's a lie. How many days did Jesus say he'd be in the grave?
He said on the third day he'd rise again.
He'd be in the grave. 3 days, 3 nights. Can you get 3 days and 3 nights from Friday night to Sunday morning?
Oh, it's on the third day. It's, yeah.
72 hours. It's a lie, and so because they're keeping Roman Catholic pagan ways. And so, and the Baptists, all the Baptists I know are worldly. They don't dress their temple biblical. Their women don't cover their heads. They don't come out of sports, politics, entertainment. So that's, I'm just trying to get you to go deeper.
Okay.
You got to go deeper. If you're true sheep of God, you'll follow Christ and his spirit, not all this corrupt stuff.
Okay.
Email me sometime.
Check it out. Thank
What's
you.
Your first name?
Jim Johansson. That isn't it. I don't want to be on their.
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you,
yeah, because I do put up audios to edify people, but that's fine. You email me sometime, and I'd love to talk to you.
Thank you.
God be praised, sir. We love you. So that was a conversation, and that was a pretty good one. And we're going to end this audio here. The wind almost blew my sign over 3 or 4 times. And that's why we're out here, to plant seeds. He understands how sinful this is, said he was inside praying with people, but praying with people in there while they're promoting it is not how we find eternal life. It's not how we please God. It's not how we obey God. So think of that as you're listening to these audios and testing everything to Holy Scripture.